Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Go to Giants.com/draft party to purchase your tickets today.
Welcome back to Giants.com, joined by David Deal. I am John Schmelk. The NFL draft is right around the corner. That means it's mock draft season. David's going to give us his mock draft today. He'll be a big part of all of our Giants coverage in 2015, so we figured let's put him to work early. David, here's how we set up the first eight picks. Why don't you quickly take us through the guys that are off the board?
We're going to start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston, I believe that he is the best prospect in the draft right now that can help them win games in 2015. Second pick, Marcus Mariota. Obviously, there's still talks of possibly the Jets, the Bears, San Diego Chargers. I still think that he's possibly going to be a San Diego Charger. Number three, Leonard Williams. If he's available at three, Gus Bradley better go jump in that pool in their stadium because it is a steal at three. I think he's the best overall player in the draft. At number four, the Oakland Raiders. There's been a long discussion on whether they're going to pick Amari Cooper or Kevin White. I think that they're going to pick Kevin White because of his upside. He's a threat in his deep route running ability. He's a threat in the red zone. And let's face it, the Oakland Raiders love numbers, so they would rather have a 4-3 than the 4-4. Number five, Dante Fowler Jr. I think that he brings the best out of any defensive end and pure pass rusher in the NFL draft currently. Put him opposite Ryan Kerrigan would be exactly what the Washington Redskins need on that defensive side. You're looking here at the Jets at number six. I believe that they're going to go with Amari Cooper. You put him with Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker. I don't care if it's Geno Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick. That gives you a lot of comfort in that offense. Here we go, number seven, the Chicago Bears. I think Vic Beasley is exactly what they need. Put him on the outside as a pass rusher. We've seen that they've been able to develop pass rushers into run game players as well, like they were able to do with Alden Smith. Trey Waynes, 4-3 corner, physical, can take the inside-outside routes away from any receiver, is great at visualizing and picking out the combinations. And the biggest thing, that 4-3 speed, he can run with any wide receiver stride for stride in those deep vertical routes.
All right, we know who's gone. Let's see who's available for the Giants at pick number nine. We'll start down here. David, a lot of Giant fans are still in a little bit of a panic about the safety position. They were in a panic about the tight end position last year. It worked out great with Larry Donnell. Landon Collins considered the best safety on the board.
I think Landon Collins is the best safety on the board. But having said that, I don't see him as a top 10 pick. I don't see the value in that. And here we go, offensive tackles. The great thing about all these guys, they're versatile. You can have them outside, you can move them inside. But out of this group, I think the most NFL ready is Brandon Scherff. I would put him at number nine. He's strong enough in the run game to move at the point of attack a defensive lineman and to anchor down against the power rush. He has the movement and hand placement in pass pro to redirect, to punch, and to anchor down against those bull rushers and those big interior defensive linemen. But the best thing that he brings outside of that versatility, he brings competition. Because there will be a competition between Brandon Scherff and Justin Pugh at either the left guard position or at the right tackle position.
Now, a lot of things people say about Scherff is that he will harken back to the type of offensive lineman the Giants had when you were part of that group. Mean streak,
yep.
Blue collar. Do you see those types of characteristics if he develops?
Yes, I do. I see him that he's a tough, physical, nasty player. He finishes guys. You always see him blocking to the whistle and sometimes after the whistle, which is good as an offensive lineman. But like I said, I think overall he is the pedigree of what you want in an offensive lineman. He is exactly the type of offensive lineman and the foundation that not only my group has had, but the foundation that the New York Giants have had and what Pat Flaherty, the offensive line coach, looks for in an offensive lineman.
No one better to break down a guy like Brandon Scherff than a guy that played every position on the offensive line except for center.
That's right.
That's David
I
Deal.
I can snap and I can block, just not at the same time.
That's David Deal. I'm John Schmelk. That's his mock draft on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Stay with Giants.com for continuing coverage of the draft until the end of April.
Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Enjoy family-friendly field activities, locker room tours, special meet-and-greet opportunities with current Giants players and alumni, plus much, much more. Purchase your tickets. Go to Giants.com/draft party.
Hey,